Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Well, it was definitely a pleasure meeting you, Jason. Thank you for all the drinks you insisted on buying me. I wouldn't be opposed to spending more time alone with you in private. I mean, I did kind of brag about my oral skills for a reason to you. So what do you say, Jason? Do you want to go back to my place? Oh, hush. I don't give a fuck you have a girlfriend. That just means you need a slut like me to show you an actual good time. So let me take care of you tonight, Jason. I want to show you everything that your girlfriend is too scared to do. Well, I'm okay. Maybe too many drinks. So come on, Jason. Why don't you take me home and let me show you what this mouth can do. All right, this is me. Oh my God, I can barely get my keys here. Here, can you unlock the door for me, Jason? I'm so sorry. I never get this drunk. Thank you. My bedroom is over here. Oh, gosh. Jason, I don't feel very well. I think someone might have drugged me. I'm so dizzy and I don't know. What are you doing? No, Jason. No. Please don't touch me. I can't even think straight. I can't even move. What the fuck did someone give me? I can't even move my body. Oh, no. No, why are you taking my clothes off? Come on, Jason. I'm too fucked up. Ow, Jason, no, please. Can you at least close the door, please? My daughter is here. No, stop, Jason. Stop. Baby girl, go to your room and lock the door. I'm unable to... Oh my God, I'm literally frozen and can't move. So fucking dizzy. And you fucking disgusting predator. Please leave my daughter alone. No, this is literally a nightmare. I can't move. I can't do anything, but I can see everything. No. He's touching Maddie. Run, baby girl. Just run. Get away from this sick fuck. God, please. She's only 12 fucking years old. No. She looks so fucking scared and I can't do a thing. I bet this sick fuck is the one that drugged me, you fucking pedophile, rapist, predator. Get your fucking hands off my daughter. No. Please stop taking off her clothes. Just take me instead. Please take me instead. This is so fucked up. I can't even save my own daughter. And I hope she doesn't think I'm letting this happen and understands I can't move and I can't speak. Oh my God, stop. He's pushing her around. No, and molesting her poor, innocent body. Oh my God, this is literal hell. The night I met Jason was the worst night of my life. I thought I had scored a handsome man at the bar. He was charming and sweet, very polite, and I could tell he wanted to get into some trouble. Trouble meaning sexy and kinky, which was ultimately fine with me. And admittedly, I loved picking guys up from the bar, having one-night stands, and never seeing or talking to them again. Jason had mentioned he had a girlfriend, which was also totally fine with me. I was never looking for long-term boyfriends. I didn't trust men. I just wanted to use them for sex. I handled being a single mother to my daughter just fine and didn't need a man to complicate things. So I invited Jason to my place. And I thought we'd have a fun hookup and never see each other again. Well, after that night, I will never get that man out of my head. We got to my place, and that's when I really started feeling woozy and just completely out of it. And I knew at that point that this was more than just being drunk. I could barely stand up straight, and I was losing basic functions like unlocking my own door. Jason took me to my bedroom, and he started groping me, taking off my clothes. And that's when I knew this asshole was the one that probably drugged me. It's like he knew that he could grope and molest in that moment without consequence. I still had the ability to speak at this point, and I was begging him to please stop, telling him I was too fucked up to do anything except sleep, but he kept going. I could feel him start to finger me, and I knew at this moment I was doomed. It was like I knew how the ending would be. Him raping me. But then, something even more terrible happened. My poor daughter showed up in the doorway, probably because she was scared and could hear me crying and begging this man to stop. And this is when things started going extremely downhill. I lost all ability to move my body. I was paralyzed. I could see. I was still slightly coherent, but I couldn't do anything else. It was exactly like one of those nightmares people tend to have, complete paralyzation. But I was in the hands of a predator, a rapist, as well as my 12-year-old daughter. Jason then turned his attention to my daughter and told her that he was helping me to bed because I drank too much. He motioned her to come over to him, and he started running his hands along her face. And I could tell she was so scared and confused, and I couldn't do anything. He started groping her underage body only the way a fucking pedophile would. She jumped
from his touches. And that's when he started getting forceful with her and when her tears started. And I hated myself in this moment. I couldn't save my daughter, and it was ultimately my fault that this sick pervert was in my home. My fault for being a bar slut. But he pushed her on my bed right beside me, and she was completely nude and so full of fear. She looked over at me and said, "Mommy, please help me." And I couldn't do anything. Jason then came onto the bed and started trying to make out with Maddie. And she was turning her head and screaming. And I thought she was being a good girl, trying to fight against this sick fuck. But then I started getting afraid of what he could do, what he was capable of. He kept forcing his mouth on her, absolutely getting off on the fact that she was crying and fighting. And the poor thing barely had any tits. And he was tweaking her nipples, making her scream into his mouth. And this is when he got my tits out and started groping them as well. I was mortified. Frozen. My poor daughter having to experience all of this. And Maddie must have kicked or kneed him between his legs because he yelled out in pain and slapped her in the face, telling her to behave and be a good little whore for him. He threatened my life as well, telling her that if she didn't cooperate, that he would make me disappear and not tell her what happened to me, leaving her all alone without a mom. Sick fuck. And this all seemed to calm her down a bit and cooperate, but she was still squirming, screaming, and crying. I mean, she's so fucking young. I doubt she even knew what any of this meant. The sex he was forcing onto us. Maddie was a very good girl, still so innocent at 12 years old. But Jason climbed up beside my head and told Maddie to watch his slut mom suck cock. I knew I couldn't physically do anything. I couldn't talk or move. So we just inserted his cock into my mouth and started penetrating. And I couldn't do anything. I was frozen in paralysis, forced to feel my rapist cock in my mouth, knowing my poor innocent daughter was watching. He then laid down and told Maddie to get between his legs and suck his cock like his slut mom. She tried to fight against him and keep her mouth closed. But then that's when that sick fuck hooked his fingers into her mouth and forced her down onto his cock. I wanted to jump out of my skin, having to watch my underage daughter suck a grown man's cock that was being forced in her throat. He disgusted me. He was into the whole thing. I could tell he was turned on by forcing my daughter on his cock, loving the fact that she hated it and knowing that I was being forced to watch it. I wanted to kill him, but I was frozen and paralyzed. My poor baby girl being violated in such a way, having to see her being forced to do such a perverse and awful act. And that sick fuck, he was rubbing my pussy during the whole thing, telling me Maddie was a good little preteen cocksucker, you fucking pervert. I wish the whole time I was the one being violated, which I'm sure was his initial plan. Drugging me paralyzed and raping me like he's probably done 100 other times to other women. I would have done anything to take my daughter's place and save her from this sick fuck. Jason started really taking advantage of my daughter's face, holding her by her hair and pushing her poor little throat down. She was gagging so much. I had never seen her so disgusted. And I had definitely noticed after so much throat rape, she had sort of just defeated herself to it and stopped fighting. I hated seeing that in her, giving in to her rape at such a young age. I was so fearful what she might think about boys and men after this, assuming all men were like this, brutal rapist. But eventually, Jason had shot his load in her mouth, and this not only traumatized her, but me. He must have shot deep into her throat because she gagged and struggled with it, my poor daughter. Having come shot into her 12-year-old mouth, something she shouldn't have to deal with at this age. And she gagged and heaved, and I was forced to watch it spilling out of her poor mouth, as I could tell she really hated the taste of it. And then Jason fed all the cum that had spilled from her mouth into my paralyzed mouth, forcing me to taste his cum mixed with my own daughter's spit and me not being able to do anything. I was praying in this moment that Jason was satisfied and would leave us the fuck alone. But, of course, I was wrong. He started fingering Maddie's little pussy. And I had to listen to her scream, not being able to do anything. And he said the most vile, disgusting things, saying he loved the tightness of her preteen pussy and that she seemed desperate for a man to rape the virginity out of her. I wanted to murder this man. But I also hated myself for allowing something like this to happen. This was ultimately my fault. If I hadn't been such a fucking slut at the bar, we wouldn't be in this situation. I was shocked to find Jason hard and erect so quickly, because I knew what that meant. But I guess, what can I expect from a nasty pedophile rapist like this? I tried so hard to muster up any energy to wake my body up from this drug so I could stop him from raping my daughter anymore. This depraved, sick fuck even made my poor daughter rub my own pussy. He held her hand down on me and was making her rub, telling her to feel her own mother's sloppy, slutty hole. God, he's such a fucking pervert. And I watched him force her fingers into her mouth and taste her fingers. She tried so hard to beg him no, but of course, he won that battle. And this is when it somehow got even worse. A living nightmare that I wish I could erase from me and Maddie's mind forever. Jason still had me on my back. And then he positioned Maddie right on top of me, her legs wrapped around my hips, her poor, tear-stained face looking right at me. I tried so hard to communicate to her in my eyes that I was so, so sorry. I wanted to tell her to be brave and just somehow check out of her mind and forget this whole ordeal. But I felt Jason situate himself in between my legs. I couldn't really feel too much because of the drugs, but I could definitely tell he was penetrating me, though. He must have been doing something to Maddie because she was wincing in pain with every thrust he made into me. I was being raped with my 12-year-old daughter right on top of me, paralyzed and not able to protect and help us. I could tell whenever he first penetrated Maddie, because I had never seen her face show that much pain or scream so loud. That disgusting fuck probably didn't even give her underage pussy any time to stretch from his cock. And he probably loved it, you fucking pedophile rapist. I wouldn't be surprised either if he got off on the fact that I was being forced to watch my 12-year-old daughter get raped right on top of me, watching her innocence get stolen just for his sick pleasure, like it was a sport. And Jason spent a while raping both me and my daughter, going back and forth between the two of us. And I could hear him say that he loved raping my daughter's pussy juices into mine, telling me that she was wet from rape. And poor Maddie's face. She was in so much pain. She tried to wiggle up every time he started penetrating her, but he would force her little body back down. I could hear Jason say that he was getting close, asking us which slut hole he should come inside. And I hope and prayed it was mine, because Maddie had hit puberty not too long ago and had her period. She was fertile. Last thing I wanted was for her to get pregnant at 12 from rape, both of us being reminded of this rape for the rest of our lives even more. And sure enough, he came inside of Maddie after he spent time roughly pounding her little body. She almost looked like she could have passed out from the pain. I even felt her body go somewhat limp after being raped so roughly. Her giving up, submitting to something so rough and violent. And Jason, he didn't spend long hanging around afterwards. I could hear him use my shower as Maddie and I just laid side by side in shock and fear. I saw him throw on his clothes afterwards. And then he thanked me for providing him such fresh pussy to use, and then left. Maddie curled up beside me and sobbed herself to sleep while I laid there and hated myself for allowing this monster to ruin my daughter.